So Gemara asks, Bishleima la yilvenu. It's good why you can't borrow money from the person. If Reuven is not allowed to have any enjoyment from Shimon, it's very good why Reuven is not allowed to borrow money from Shimon. Because if you borrow money, you're having enjoyment from him. To Kamahanila, you're having enjoyment from him. Ela la yilvahimenu. How come Shimon is not allowed to borrow money from Reuven? Like, what's wrong with that? Maiko Mahanilei, what kind of enjoyment? Just Reuven is not allowed to have enjoyment from Shimon, but Shimon is allowed to have enjoyment from Reuven. So how come Shimon is not allowed to borrow money from Reuven? Like, why not? That's one thing that's a kasha. Secondly, it's very good that this Reuven, if he can't have the enjoyment, he is not allowed to borrow money, or else he can't buy something from him. Because if you buy something, again, you're having enjoyment what you bought. Elo lo yishol himenu. How come the other person, the person that's not osur, why can't he borrow? My comes haniminei. What kind of enjoyment is he having? Again, if Reuven is the one that is not allowed to have any enjoyment from Shimon, so why can't Shimon borrow something from Reuven? Like, Shimon is allowed to have enjoyment. So how come the Mishnah says it both ways? So one teretz says, Omer Reb Yosef Reb Chanina, Kegoin Shenodru Hano Zemizeh. Reb Yosef says our Mishnah means, in a case that the Isser was upon both of them, that Reuven made the Isser, he can't have any enjoyment from Shimon, and Shimon made the Neder, that Reuven can't have any enjoyment from him. So therefore the Neder applied to both of them. Therefore it's very good. Neither of them can have enjoyment from one and the other. Therefore, the Mishnah says, you can't borrow, you can't lend, you can't sell, you can't buy. The Yisr applies to both of them. Abaye Rama, no. Abaye says, no, could be the Mishnah just says, Hamudr Hanomechaveroi. Only one of the two was also to have enjoyment from the other one. Only Reuven was not allowed to have any enjoyment from Shimon. So then the question is, how come Shimon can't borrow something from Reuven? Shimon is allowed to have enjoyment. The Teretz says, Abaye says it's a gzeira. Gzeira lishol mishum lahashol. We don't want Shimon to borrow anything from Reuven because we're afraid if Shimon will borrow something, he may go and lend something back. And it's also for Shimon to give any enjoyment to Reuven. So therefore, we're gzeira, we're afraid, we don't want Shimon to have any enjoyment from Reuven. Because if Shimon will borrow something from Reuven, we're afraid he'll forget himself and he'll lend something back to Reuven. And that's awesome. The same thing applies to Gzeir, all these three cases. Therefore, even though only one really can't have enjoyment from the other one is not supposed to have these type of enjoyments back. Because we're afraid if you come to lend, you come to borrow. If you come to take money, you come to borrow money. So afraid that it could become, it'll come out that he'll have enjoyment from you. Now the Ran speaks out that even though we had a Gemara that says if a person made a neder, I forgot that not liel, the Dorim Shein and Enel Yisrael, or somebody made a neder that he won't have any enjoyment from a Jew, so it says lakech b'yoser or moichev apachas shei Yisrael and Enel li, yep. So the same thing, in case which way you made the neder that no Jew could have enjoyment from you, then you are allowed to sell it to him, but you have to sell it to him at a higher price. So we see there we don't make a gzera, maybe he'll come to buy back from you. How come over here we make a neder, we make the gzera? So Ran says, the Ramban answers, Dosam kivan de mekula Yisrael nodar. If a person made a neder that no Jew is allowed to have enjoyment from him, then we don't make a gzera. Because if we make a gzera, he won't be able to do business with anybody. It's a very big tircha. But over here, where he only asked from one person, it's just that your friend Reuven is not allowed to have any enjoyment from you. So therefore we tell you, you don't give him back enjoyment. Because if you give him enjoyment, we're afraid he'll take enjoyment from you. Since it's only one person to one person, here we make the gzera. But where the person said no Jew could have any enjoyment from me, there we can't make it that he can't give other people, that he can't take enjoyment from other people. Because if we ask him not to take enjoyment, he's a finished man. He can't do business with anybody. So that's too much of a gzera. But over here, where the gzeira is only to one person, we make the gzeira both ways. Just like Shimon is not allowed to have enjoyment from you, you should not have enjoyment from him. In order that you should not come to lend him or to borrow money, to give him the money, or else to buy things from him. Mishnah sounds like this. What's going to be, Omaloi Hashuleini Parasecha? A man goes to his friend and says, lend me your para. Lend me your cow. Like, I want to plow my fields now. I need a cow. So lend me your cow. Omaloi, the friend answered back and said, Eine Penuya. My cow is occupied right now. It's not empty. Like, it's not free. I can't lend you my cow. My cow is occupied now. So the guy gets very angry, kind of chutzpah this, you're not lending me your para. So he says, Omer, he said, Kainim, I'm making an issa neder, that sodai, I'm answering my field, sheina cherish bo lielam, that my field is not allowed to be plowed with your para, your cow. In other words, usually the case is, the guy, like, rents out his cow. I rent his cow, and I pay him money in order to plow my fields. The guy says, listen, you're not going to do me the favor this time and lend me your para, so I'm not going to take your para for business anymore. I'm making an issa neder that my fields is not allowed to be plowed with your cow. That was his neder. So he said like this, if the person that made the neder, he is the one that he himself usually plows his field, then we say, who also? What did he mean to say when he said that his field is not allowed to be plowed with that cow? He meant to say he himself, he will never use that cow to plow his field. But v'chol adam mutarim, let's say he has slaves, he has other people working for him, the other people are allowed to use that cow. Since the person himself, he is the one that usually plows the field, what he meant to say is that I will never use your cow again to plow my field. But if I have somebody else to plow my field, then it would be mutter. That's not what I meant to make in my nether. But what's going to be the im ein darka lachrish? Let's say this person, he himself never plows. He only has other people to plow for him. Then we say when he made this issa neder, that his field will not be plowed with your cow, he meant to say, hu v'choladam asurim. He meant to say, nobody's allowed to use your cow and plow my field. Not only did he mean himself, but he meant all the slaves, anybody that works for him. In other words, since he himself is not the one that plows the field, so what he meant to say is that I do not want to have any enjoyment from your cow, that your cow is not allowed to work in my field. So therefore, nobody is allowed to take that cow and plow your field. That's one chiddush. Now, another chiddush is, Hamuder Hano Mechaveri. There's an Isser Hano that one person can't have enjoyment from the other person. Let's say Reuven, he has an Isser, he's not allowed to have any enjoyment from Shimon. Shimon is not allowed to give any enjoyment to Reuven. Now what happens is, V'ein loy mayochel, this poor Reuven has nothing to eat, and Shimon feels very bad, so Shimon would want to give him food, but there's an Isser neder that Shimon is not allowed to give any food directly to Reuven. It's a Mudir Hanor. Reuven is not allowed to have, there's an issa neder, Reuven is the mudar, he can't have any enjoyment from Shimon. So what could Shimon do now? Shimon would like to help him out. So the Mishnah says in Eitzah, that hoylech Eitzah l'achen v'ni, that the Shimon is allowed to go to the storekeeper. The Eimer, and he tells the storekeeper like this, he goes to his grocery man that trusts him, and he tells the grocery man, ish pleini nudri meni hanor. Shimon tells his own grocery man, you should know, my friend Reuven, there's an issa neder that Reuven is not allowed to have any enjoyment from me. In other words, I can't give Reuven any food. So he tells his grocery man, v'yeni yedeya ma'esa, I don't know what I could do now. Like, the guy is starving away, he has nothing to eat. I would love to help him out, but there's an issa neder, I can't help him out. So this is what Shimon tells his grocery man. So his grocery man understands by himself that what he should do is, for who knows, Saint Loi, that the grocery man himself now like lays out the food, the money, and gives this Reuven food to eat. And after the grocery man does that, he's allowed to, he's allowed to now go back to Shimon and tell Shimon, listen, I gave Reuven food on your credit, now you pay me for it. So that's mutter. In other words, since Shimon did not tell the grocery man directly, go give my friend money, food, He didn't make him like a shliach. So we say when the grocery man is giving the food to your friend Reuven, it's called the grocery man himself is giving the food. And he's allowed to. There's no issa neder. The issa neder is just you, Shimon, you can't give him food. But now you're not the one that's giving him food. The grocery man is giving him food. That's mutter. Since you didn't tell him to be your shliach, you didn't tell him directly to go and give him the food, it's not called you're giving the food. It's called the grocery man is doing it. And later the grocery man has the right to come back and collect the money from you. So the Ram says it means, im rotz komer, if he wants to. In other words, Shimon really doesn't have to pay the grocery man, because Shimon didn't tell him to do it. Just if Shimon wants to, he's allowed to pay back the grocery man. Because it's not considered like Shimon gave the food to this man, it's called the grocery man did it. So later, Shimon is still allowed to pay him. What about another case is, let's say your friend Reuven has to build up his house. His house caved down. He has a fence to be built up. Or else your friend Reuven has a field that the tfuah, the wheat, has to be cut down. And Reuven himself can't do it. And this guy Shimon would love to help him out. But Shimon has an issa neder that Shimon is not allowed to give any enjoyment to Reuven. So what could Shimon do now? So it says again, Shimon is allowed to go to his own workmen, the people that work for him, and let him tell his complaint to these people. Let him tell his workmen like this. Again, he doesn't tell him to be a shliach. He doesn't tell him directly to go and help him. He just tells him the facts. That ish pleini, my friend Reuven, muda mimeni hano. There's an issa neder that I am not allowed to give him any enjoyment. Reuven can't have enjoyment from me. He's the muda. He's the one that has the issa neder not to have any enjoyment from me, Shimon. But, v'yeni yodeya ma'esa, I don't know what to do. In other words, I would like to help him out. But I'm stuck, I can't help him out. So he tells this to his workmen. Now they understand themselves that Vehein Oisin, Imai, they go and help him out. They help build his house, they help build the fence, they help cut down the fields. So they helped out his friends. Shimon's workmen work now for Reuven. Then, Uboyin Vanoitlin Scharmizer, the workmen are allowed to come back to Shimon and take their pay for the same reason. Since Shimon did not tell them directly, you go and be my shliach, you do it for me. Since he didn't say directly, you go and do it for me, so when the workmen are working for Reuven, it's mutter. Then later, when the workmen come and ask Shimon to pay them, if Shimon wants to, Shimon is allowed to pay him. Because Shimon is not giving the enjoyment directly to Reuven. What about Toyimahalchim Bederach? Let's say Reuven and Shimon, the two people themselves, were walking down the road. Now your friend Reuven is about to starve to death. He's on the road and he has nothing to eat. And you, Shimon, has a big tank full of food. And you would now have rachmanis on him and you'd love to give him some food. But again, there's an issa neder that you are not allowed to give him any enjoyment. So what's the eitzah? What can you do? It sounds like this. Like if there's a third person there also, so the eitzah is Shimon should give food to this third person for present. Now that the third person owns it, the third person would give it back to Reuven, because there's no issa for the third person to give Reuven. Just Shimon can't give Reuven, but it's not called Shimon is giving, it's called the third person is giving. That's okay. What about in Ein Imoyim Acher? Let's say there's nobody else on the road. Just as Shimon and Reuven, they're together on the road, and Shimon would love to give Reuven that's starving some food, but he has an issa neder that Shimon can't give him food, so what should he do? So the answer is, meniach ala sela, let him put the food down on a stone. Oi ala geder, or else on top of a fence. The oima, let him say like this, harei hein mufkarim, lechol mi sheyechbeitz, I want to make it hefker, it's free for all. Shimon puts down his food now and says, whoever wants to come and take this food has the right to take it. It doesn't belong to me. He makes it hefker. Now that it's hefker, it doesn't belong to Shimon anymore. So therefore, now Reuven is allowed to come and take the food and eat it. Because again, it's not called he's taking Shimon's food. Shimon is not giving him the food. It's called that Reuven is eating from hefker. So that's mutter. But the Mishnah ends off for Rabbi Yaisi Isa. Rabbi Yaisi says, no, that's no good. Even though Shimon first makes his food hefker, he makes his food free for all, still it's no good. Still for an Isser Hanoah, it's still also for Reuven to eat from the food. It's still considered poshid that the food belongs to Shimon. Therefore, Reuven is not allowed to eat from Shimon's food. So this is the last machlokes, whether the person is mafkrit, when he makes it hefker, free for all, is it considered that he doesn't own it at all? Therefore, Reuven is allowed to eat from it. And Rabbi Yossi says no, that Reuven is still not allowed to eat from it. So Gemara says, Mazvan al Vesles Machlokis. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, my time with Rabbi Yossi. Like, what's Rabbi Yossi's svara? That doesn't make sense. If Shimon put the food down now on a stone and made it hefka, he said whoever wants to can come and take it. So like he doesn't own it anymore, so the food doesn't belong to Shimon, so why can't Reuven come and eat it? What should be the svara of Rabbi Yossi? Why is it awesome? So Rabbi Yechanan wanted to say that kisavar, Rabbi Yossi holds hefka kimatana, that when you mafka something, say it's free for all, it's the same way you give a present to somebody else. What does that mean? Ma matana. The same way when you go and give something for a present to your friend, adiasiyam rishus noisein, the rishus mekabel, that, and adiasiyam rishus noisein, rishus mekabel, when does it leave your rishus? It only leaves your rishus after the person accepts the present. Like you could say, I want to give you a present. Very good. But Kol Zaman, he did not accept the present. It's not in his hand. The food still belongs to me. When I give you a present, it's mine until the last second when you're kind of it. So that's Pshang Rabbi Yossi also. When you make something hefka, that means I give a right to whoever wants to come and take it. It's free for all. But up until the person actually takes it, it still belongs to me. It only becomes yours when you take it. So then it's considered that you're taking it from me. So even though I put my food down on the stone and say it's free for all, it still belongs to me until the person really comes and takes it. So therefore, since Shimon is not allowed to give any enjoyment to Reuven, Reuven is not allowed to take this food now. Because the second before Reuven takes it, it still belongs to Shimon. When he takes it, it's called now he's taken it from Shimon, and that's the Yisra Hanor. Reuven cannot have enjoyment from Shimon. So that's the Svarin of Yossi Chiddush, that Hefker, when you say something is free for all, it's not really free for all until the person takes it. In other words, really you have a right like to be Chayzer, you can change your mind, because it still belongs to you until somebody else comes and takes it. So on this, the Gemara asks the Kashi, is that true? Mosiv Rababa. Rababa has a kasha like this. V'haloi noitel v'yoichel. It says, like in our Mishnah it says here, V'haloi noitel v'yoichel. That's an eitzer. The eitzer is when Shimon wants to give Reuven the food, let Shimon make the food hefker, and then Reuven is allowed to come and take it and eat it. But Rab Yaisi Yaisa, Yaisi in our Mishnah says nothing doing. Even though Shimon is mafkir his food, still Reuven cannot come and take it. Now in the Braiser, Rab Yaisi explains himself with something like this. Omer Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, he explains himself, Ey Mosai, when do I say that this person Reuven cannot take my food? Bizman shenodru koydim lafkeroi. If first I made the Yisra Neder, that Shimon made a Neder that Reuven cannot have any enjoyment from me, and then he made it Hefker, so then the Svar is that Reuven can't take the food.